Track 3, 1.2, Who Should Use the Whole Journey Guide? This guide is designed to encourage policymakers, planners, designers, builders, certifiers and operators to think beyond compliance and the physical and governance boundaries of services and infrastructure, and to focus instead on people's accessibility needs across their whole journey. This means a change of focus from providing compliant public transport infrastructure or services to enabling a travel experience that is accessible, comfortable, seamless, efficient, and cost-effective. The Whole Journey Guide also provides a resource for people with disability to use when discussing whole-of-journey accessibility and by informing those not familiar with accessible transport solutions. This whole journey approach requires cooperation and discussion between those who deliver, service, and use parts of the transport system. Everyone needs to work together to identify issues, solutions, and opportunities. Publisher's note, Carolyn, Victorian public transport user. Quote, better and compulsory training in disability access, understanding the DDA, not just complying with standards, is needed for people responsible for planning, purchasing, and delivering services, from the ones designing and ordering new rolling stock or modifying existing infrastructures through to those delivering the service, ticket sales, drivers, etc. End quote. This includes Australian state and territory government agencies, local governments, public transport infrastructure owners, public transport service providers, architects, landscape architects, urban designers, strategic and urban planners, transport planners, engineers, building certifiers, accessibility consultants/auditors, software/website designers, builders, owners of private facilities, retailers, building managers, precinct managers, academia/researchers, public policy makers, disability support workers and agencies.